The tax would have charged $200 for passenger cars every 2 years. The fee would have been $400 for commercial vehicles, $100 for trailers, and $50 for motorcycles. The idea was to use the money to help fund repairs and maintenance to Sitka's roadways. But residents who showed up at the assembly meeting said that they did not like it. Matt Donahoe talked about his son's household.
The nut for them for 2 years increase in taxes is nearly $1,000.
That includes a truck that doesn't go anywhere but has a commercial kitchen in it, along with two pickup trucks, a motorcycle, and a boat trailer.
Most of these vehicles are not used much. It seems like it should be, at least the ones with internal combustion engines, should be based on fuel consumption.
Donahoe was not alone in preferring a fuel tax. Here's Matt Hunter.
I did some brainstorming, and I think that would be much more equitable. Heavy trucks cause more damage, but they use more fuel, so they'd pay more. And lighter cars wouldn't cause as much damage to the roads. They'd pay less because they have better fuel efficiency. Also, if you drive more, you pay more. The more you wear down the roads, the more you should pay.
Dave Durham said a 5-ton commercial truck would be in the same category as a pickup used in a business. But of course, the damage to the roads is different between the two. Michelle Putz said the tax does not incentivize less road use. Brady Fink said he's a car hobbyist and didn't think it would be fair to be taxed for vehicles he doesn't drive. And Sherry Aitken told the assembly that a large burden would fall on local businesses with commercial vehicles, especially those that only operate them seasonally. So the assembly put on the brakes.
So I move to table this ordinance to the first meeting in September.
Tor Christensen there. In the end, the assembly went along with that plan, but not before discussing some of its options. A fuel tax, Christensen said, is not among them, apparently, because of the state.
They're kind of protective of that right to tax fuel. I mean, I think we can do it, but we'd have to jump through some real hoops to do it.
Municipal attorney Teresa Hillhouse clarified. She said that the state lets municipalities tax only property and sales. Various cities have tried to call a fuel tax a fee of some sort, but the state pays close attention to it and makes it difficult to pull off. Instead, she said Alaska gives back a percentage of the fuel tax it collects to cities as revenue sharing. It's compensation for preempting the cities from levying the tax themselves. What to do about this measure, the extra tax on motor vehicles, will be sorted out by a committee. It consists of Assembly members Mim McConnell, Phyllis Hackett, and Bill Payden, along with citizens Michelle Putz, Matt Hunter, and Sherry Aitken. The item will appear again on the Assembly agenda in early September. For Raven News, I'm Ed Ronco.